Today is Monday, November 29th. You're listening to The Mind War. Motherfucker, as you heard at the beginning, Vigil 5 is back from vacation.
Yeah, fucking back out here on the West Coast. Kind of missed the Eastern time zone a bit, but hey.
Yeah, you know how it is, you know how it is. But anyway, this is the motherfucking mind war, baby. Fucking warring with your mind or something like that.
It's Monday. I think we're all pretty fucked up from the weekend.
Yeah, I'm wrecked, man. I've been sick all day. Luckily, I had a day off from work. Like, I've been working on this get Monday off because Monday's a pretty bad day to go to work. So, but I've been sick all day, so that's how my life works out. You get a day off from work, you get sick. It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I always like how that works.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But anyway, we're not talking about that. We got a bunch of shit to talk about. And real quick, I want to mention right at the top of the show, the email address is themindwar@themindwar.com. And I want to give shouts to my man Havoc from Poland. He sent some emails in. I didn't get a chance to look at them because currently I, you know, do not fucking have access to the interweb. But that's going to change pretty fucking soon. He's probably getting sick of, like, being unplugged. But anyway,
yeah, he sent me some name, too, so shout-outs there, too.
Yeah, Havoc is the man, yo. Anyway. So, Rigel.
Yeah, I was going to, this isn't a real big deal or anything. I just thought it was kind of funny. Sko's website got defaced yesterday and today.
Sko gets owned, like, every week, right?
No, like, their website, like, since it doesn't actually run, like, Sko Unix or anything. Although, you know, Sko Unix is, I don't know. I fucking had a really evil experience with Sko Unix.
It's for noobs.
Well, I fucking got the fucking, like, root password. I go into fucking log in this root. And, like, fucking, it's like, after, like, I log in this root, it's like, what is your security code? And I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is that?
I don't fucking know, but it totally fucking got me. And, like, after that, I was so fucking pissed off, I just formatted the drive and fucking was like, I don't really give a fuck.
So this is when you were trying to root the Sko website?
No, I fucking had this Sko box that I fucking got, and, like, I had already, like, rifled through the directory. It's like, I fucking throw in, you know, the fucking drives in a Linux box and reading them with it. I just wanted to play around on a Sko box for whatever sick, demented reason.
Yeah.
It was pretty fucking sick and demented.
Well, this isn't a show about hacking, so maybe people don't know what the fuck we're talking about. But anyway, we're talking about computing. Anyway.
Yeah, we should probably not talk about that ever again.
Yeah, well, all right. You know what? I just want to get into this fucking main topic of something I want to talk about today. And I had some show notes written, but my fucking shitty laptop has some sort of power failure problem and decided to turn itself off before I had a chance to save the file. And now, not only that, but I can't get the thing to turn back on. So whatever. I don't know what the hell I want to say now. No, I know what I want to talk about. I want to talk about, and Rigel...
Save often.
Whatever.
Yeah. Oh, save many, save often.
Yeah, well. But anyway. Motherfucker. Where's my coffee? I lost my coffee. Dude, we gotta get more organized with this shit, man.
Yeah, dude, it sounds like you're fucking it up all over there yourself.
I'm just fucked up, dude. I'm fucked up, man. I'm sick. I've had a bad weekend, motherfucker. I didn't get any pussy at all.
You know, I went like 3 years without getting any pussy.
Yeah. But it's like, it's like, what is it like? I don't know. I was going to say something to the effect of, you know, it, the longer you go without it, the fucking easier it gets.
It could be true.
You know what I'm saying? But if you're used to getting it every once in a while, you don't want to go too long. But anyway, fucking, I want to talk about goddamn airport security screening. And as a matter of fact, Rigel, you might have some interesting insights into that subject.
Actually, I was thinking I also got something else to bring up, too. I got a research study that I remember that I can talk about, too.
Well, we got fucking plenty of fucking time this week.
So anyway, like, I know you wanted to talk about, kind of almost relates to what you were just grumbling about beforehand.
Yeah, that's true. Because now, apparently, and basically, the best way for me to put this is, airport security screeners are feeling women up, grabbing their boobies. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And which I usually applaud, grabbing of boobies, you know? But not when you're getting on a plane, okay? First of all, the first thing really I have to say is that, number one, the excuse they're using in order to do this is that they're looking for explosives. Well, like, that's tough shit. I can say anything I want to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, am I going to fucking finger the girl to orgasm saying I'm looking for explosives too? Is that what I'm going to do? Because I probably can, under that kind of logic, we're looking for explosives. Fuck you, you're not looking for explosives. You're just sick and demented people. But here's the thing. You're not, as a passenger on an airplane, and as a fucking customer of an airline, they're not doing you any favors. You're doing them a favor by purchasing, with money, a ticket, okay? And unfortunately, like, that holds some rights, consumer rights. And for some reason, because, of course, in all regulated industries, consumers lose their rights. And with the airlines, you have the TSA. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You lose these consumer rights because of regulation. It pretty much says they could do whatever the fuck they want. So now they could feel up women's titties. Well, here's the fucking problem. You're buying a ticket. When they let you fucking fly for free, yo, if they let me fly for free, right, I'll go there and I'll let them jerk me off. Okay? I'll let them put a finger in my ass. You let me fly for free? Okay, I'll fucking deal with that shit. You know what I'm saying? But as long as you're paying, you're a fucking customer of theirs, and you're doing them a favor. They're not doing you any favors for letting you get on their plane. No favors at all. The ticket costs fucking money. They're doing you no favors. You fucking bought a fucking service from these motherfuckers, and they better goddamn well treat you like a motherfucking human being. All right? So, you know, but you know what? It's all your fault. Everybody out there listening, it's your fault for letting this happen. You let it happen. You're so god-awful scared of these fucking boogeyman fucking terrorists that probably don't even exist. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Get fucking real. Get motherfucking real.
I think you and I, Dakota, are well old enough to remember the days when, even without a ticket, you were able to walk out onto the tarmac to greet your fucking family.
Yeah.
Didn't have a fucking, like, you know, thing with you that fucking would go out to the airplane. And, like, I remember back at my fucking hometown airport, there used to be, like, this observation, like, patio or porch or whatever that you could fucking go out on and, like, get within, like, you know, 10 feet of an airplane.
Yeah, you know what? I hate to say it. If one motherfucker is going to do something out of a million that's going to fuck shit up, well, that's just too goddamn bad. That's the price of motherfucking freedom, okay? This isn't, you're not going into a government building. This isn't a courthouse you're going into. This isn't a government building when you go into a fucking airport. You know what I'm saying? Fuck this bullshit. They want you to fucking go through all this bullshit, take your shoes off because one fuckface put a fucking explosives in his shoe and tried to light them on fire with goddamn matches? Now you gotta take your shoes off? Now they're making people, if you have baggy clothing, they make you take it off. What, are you fucking kidding me? You gotta be fucking kidding me. This is fucking bullshit. Fuck that shit. You know what? They want to pull you out of line? They want to pull you out of line for something special? You just be like, fuck you. give me my money back right fucking now, and that's it. Or you just go the fuck away and shut the fuck up, and I'm getting on the fucking plane. That's it. They got two choices right there.
Yeah, I really find it interesting that all these tickets you purchase are completely and utterly non-refundable.
Yeah, it's all non-refundable. Yeah, everything's non-refundable. If they just decide that they don't want you on the plane, fucking, you're just screwed. Fuck that shit. Fuck these airlines. You know what? Fucking, it serves them right. If people are going to fucking hijack their planes or blow them up, good for you. It serves them right. They deserve it. Acting like that. They're causing the problems. They're not fucking avoiding them.
I really don't feel very bad when the fucking airlines are fucking filing for Chapter 11.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody feels bad. We're happy about that. You know what I'm saying? We're fucking...
TSA has clearly overstepped their boundaries. I mean, if you remember correctly, the reason they 100% ID on an airplane now dates back to the fucking 1990s when that stupid plane blew up on its own accord. I believe it was a TWA plane.
No, TWA 800, you mean the one that was shot down by the fucking Navy? Dude, there's fucking photographs of a fucking missile in the fucking sky over Long Island when the fucking experts from the TSA fucking caught wind of that and the NTSB. You know what they fucking said? They took this couple who took this picture outside of this fucking bar with a plainly clear in the sky, a fucking missile, okay? And they said, recreate where you were standing. They recreated it, and they said, oh, well, look, that was in the opposite end of the sky. Oh, that was just some other fucking missile.
Right.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. TWA Flight 800 was shot down by the fucking Navy. That's well fucking known. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's just the facts that you don't fucking get because you're listening to the official story.
What's interesting, though, is that that's the event that got everyone to have show ID.
Yeah, ridiculous. For an event where the official story said it was some sort of electrical malfunction. You know what I'm saying? Now you have to show IDs because the plane was built wrong, according to them. Meanwhile, it was shot down by the motherfucking Navy. It was most likely an accident. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying they did it purposely. I mean, I could be really cynical and say that, you know, that it was a training exercise. They wanted to see what kind of rescue mission they could do in the fucking ocean. You know what I'm saying? It could have been. But most likely, realistically, it was a fucking accident. Okay? The Navy does fucking training exercises. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And a missile fucking got a little loose. Was somewhere where it shouldn't have been.
Right, but
that's it. It happens.
The whole point here is that there was no terrorist activity other than, of course, our United States government. So why should we have to fucking show ID to the same people that fucking blew up the airplane?
Yeah, exactly. Fuck that shit. I remember flying without ID.
By their logic, like, we should be showing ID to Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's just fucking absolutely asinine. They don't make any fucking sense.
But the point is now. The point is now that the screeners can feel women up. They can just grab their titties, and they're saying they're looking for explosives. And they say, "Oh, well, some women like to hide explosive under their titties."
Well, actually, Dakota. Interestingly enough, for anyone who doesn't know, projectnexus.org/pic/arm is a picture of like the contraption and the damage done to my arm.
Yeah.
Anyway, like that thing is like largely metal. So I'm going through the airport because I flew back home. I went through the airport security twice. I would have gone through war times had I not had to go through the rigmarole because, I had some time to kill at my fucking transfer spots. But anyway, like, I didn't do it because fucking it was just too much of a pain in the ass. The point here is, so I had this, like, large metal device on my arm. You know, like, I walked through the airport security. I'm like, all right. You know, like, obviously it beeps. And they're like, well, would you let you go through again, sir? And it's like, no, there's, like, this big fucking piece of metal strapped to my arm.
Yeah, right? It's like, how stupid can you fucking be?
Right, so I go over to, like, the little select T area. Right? And, they had me sit down, and the one in Seattle, the guy was, like, really old and kind of ugly, and, like, he obviously had no idea what he was doing. So, anyway, they wiped down, like, my contraption on my arm, my shoes and my palms with those, like, little cloth thingies to test for explosives or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I was like, okay, whatever. So, like, anyway, after that, they did, like, my fucking shoes and legs, and they made me stand back up, and they fucking proceeded to, you know, wand me down. So anyway, they wanted me down everywhere except for my arm, which obviously is metal. After that, they say they're going to do a, quote, chest pat down, which is basically filling up my boobies.
Yeah, yeah.
Which would have been fine had, like, you know, I don't know, it had been done by an attractive person. However, like, this was an old guy, and, like, he was kind of ugly. Anyhow, so after he gets done filling up my boobies, he, like, is like, oh, okay, well, you're all good to go. Never at one point in time did they ever look at my arm device to see if, like, you know, it was fake, if it came apart, if there was, like, blades in it. Because if you actually go online and look at it, it does actually kind of look like there might be knives. Like, there's a couple of stray pieces
of
metal.
What the point of this, and you pose a very fucking interesting point, that they have these procedures that are asinine, that make no sense, when all they need to use is common fucking sense. You know what I'm saying? They're going to fucking fill you up and rub you down to see if you have any traces of fucking explosives on you. When meanwhile, the fucking odd thing about it is that you have this big contraption on your arm. That's what they should be looking at.
Right, and they never even, to be honest with you, like, you know, they wiped it down with a piece of cloth, and they hardly even looked at it. And beyond that, like, they never even once, like, after they touched it with the cloth, they never even spent any time on it at all. Both times the screeners, another time in fucking back home, it was some fucking bat slob. Anyway, like, I don't know what the fuck it is with TSA and hiring only ugly people.
Yeah.
But, I guess it's the only people that can fucking find that are like that self-depraved to go into a fucking job where they exploit other people.
You know what we should do? You know what we should do? I want to find out all the women who've had their titties felt up by fucking airport security, and fucking we'll see if they exhibit some traits such as nice tits.
Yeah, maybe we could try a little sexual harassment charge.
Well, you know, they're going to get fucked, man. TSA is going to get fucked with lawsuits. They are fucked. First of all, who the fuck are they kidding? I'm looking for explosives on your fucking chest. I have to give you a chest pat down.
Well, it's like,
you're fucking all everything else. Like, you have fucking metal detectors, fucking other kind of shit that can see what's in your fucking pockets. You know what I'm saying? They're going to rub you down for explosives, but they're still going to fill you up? Like, what's the point of that?
Well, it's for the more, I was wearing fucking jerseys. Like, the fuck is there going to be anything hidden in my fucking jersey?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, I'm fucking wearing, like, a fucking Troy Lee fucking Viking jersey that's fucking, like, tight, and a fucking, like, other jersey that was, like, not baggy on me.
Yeah, they're fucking stupid. That's the other thing, baggy clothing. If you have baggy clothing, they're going to make you remove that shit when going through the security screening.
Well, you know, the thing is, like, I'm a messenger. I go to fucking court, like, all the time. And, like, at court, like, you know, pretty much the second time I walk through the fucking door in the day, the security guard's like, already like, yeah, we already know you got that fucking thing on your arm. And they just let me go in through.
Yeah.
Because they're just like, look, you know, the only reason we fucking care is because, like, there's somebody watching over our shoulder. And, like, we're going to get in trouble if we don't
know. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Well, I told you about my experience in the federal court in New York City, in Manhattan, in Lower Manhattan.
No.
Oh, yeah, well, fucking, when you walk in, either they have two entrances, one on one side of the building, one on the other side of the building, kind of like the front and the back of the building, right?
Right.
And both the entrances are exactly the same, just on the opposite side of the building. When you walk in the doors, to your fucking directly in front of you is just open space where you could walk in down the hallway. And to your left, around like a corner, like around a wall, is the metal detectors and the security guys, right?
Right.
Well, the first time I went in there, I very rarely go to courthouses, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I didn't know the fucking procedure. I just strolled right the fuck in.
Right.
Nobody fucking bothered me. When I was leaving, is because when the way it's set up is the elevators are near the fucking metal detectors and shit. So when I come out of the elevator, I'm looking. I'm like, I'm wondering if I should have went to those metal detectors when I went into this building.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, I decided to test it again the second time. Just walked right in. Nobody fucking bothered me. So basically, if you're ever in New York City in the federal court, Southern District of New York in Manhattan, right there in the by the City Hall subway station, fucking.
You want to get your fucking MP5 in the courtroom?
Yeah, yeah. If you I didn't feel safe in there, and I do not feel safe in there. I do not feel safe in that building because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that any random motherfucker could walk in off the street with anything on him and get into that building. That's just to let you people know.
Isn't New York supposed to be, like, the high-risk area?
That is the highest risk. It's a fucking two blocks away from Ground Zero. You fucking kidding me? Dude, I could stand outside of the fucking, of the City Hall subway station on the 456 line, and there's a couple other lines that go through there. I could stand outside of there and in a fucking one-hour period can see more fucking cops, fucking federal agents, than probably anybody has ever seen in their entire life. There's 1 hour standing on that corner. This is a fucking high-risk area.
Right, right. Well, did I, speaking of Fed Court, did I ever tell you about that knife?
No.
So, like, I fucking went out, like, on this picnic in the fucking weekend, and, like, fucking, I bought this really sharp knife to cut something. You know, like, fucking tomatoes or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, come like fucking Monday, or even like Sunday night, I'm all like, man, I fucking lost that knife. It really sucked. It was like the fucking sharpest knife they had in the house.
Uh-huh.
And I'm all fucking bummed. So anyway, I go through the whole fucking week, and I'm all fucking upset because I fucking lost this knife. Well, until like Friday afternoon, I'm going to fucking King County, or King County Courthouse, the fucking main courthouse in King County, downtown Seattle. And like fucking the security guard all pulls me to the side, and she's like, yo, like what's that in your bag? And I'm like, oh, shit, there's that fucking knife I lost. It was like in my fucking messenger bag. In the whole week, I was going to like Fed Court like twice a day, fucking King County two or three times
a day. With a big knife in your bag.
Right, a fucking big sharp ass knife in my bag. And they fucking never once said anything until like the last time I fucking, and, like, you know, I mean, after that, I was like, oh, that's fucking awesome. You found my fucking knife, you know, and I was all ecstatic and everything. And I was like,
yeah, right. They probably think it was all bullshit.
Right, well, no doubt, but I mean, I was really happy about it. But they fucking held it until I came back out, and they had it, like, wrapped with duct tape, you know, like, this like, the fuck, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, no, but the whole thing, back to airport security, the problem with the way they're doing it right now is that, because right now they're using that whole profiling thing. I'm sure everyone's aware of this, like, they have these profiles.
Yeah, if you have nice titties, they're going to feel you up.
Right. Or if you look like, you know, Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
Supposedly, in MI cities. But, you know, the whole thing here is that this problem with the profiling is that it allows the supposed terrorist to probe the system. Because let's say you're taking people you profile. Well, the terrorist group will send, like, his agents, or their agents, rather, on a meaningless flight, you know, fucking just with nothing on them at all, like, absolutely clean.
Yeah, just to see what happens.
Right, just see what happens, and, you know, you figure out that, like, if you do all the math on it, and, you know, there's a paper out there, actually, I believe it's, you know, it was done by one of those, like, big fucking universities, like MIT or one of those two,
uh-huh.
You know, something like that. And anyway, like, they determined that regardless of how effective their profiling was, like, even if it was, like, 90% effective at catching terrorists, which, clearly, if they're filling up with fucking, like, women's boobies, like, it's not anywhere
like
close
0% effective, but anyway.
Right. So the fucking terrorists probably have an easy walk in the park. But anyway, even if it's like 90% effective, they found that if you send an agent about four times on, you know, airplane flights that are similar to the one that you hope to accomplish a mission on, the odds of him being caught the fifth are so astronomically low that, like, you might as well send him in there with fucking bombs hanging out of his ass.
Yeah, that's about the size of it.
And, like, you know, that's the whole problem with it, is that this profiling really allows the people who are trying to do bad things to determine whether or not they're actually going to be able to do it ahead of time.
Yeah, which is fucking great. Oh, how amazing for them. We're fucked, but it's good for them. So
if it was random, regardless of how many times they flew the airplane, regardless of what they did to make themselves look innocent, regardless of whatever, they would always have the same possibility. Whereas this time, they can go through and they can pick agents that will look innocent, who won't match the profile, and they can determine this ahead of time.
And it's like, you know, you could say, well, okay, they might be targeting fucking men of Middle Eastern descent, right? Well, who are they going to pick? Are they going to pick the guy wearing the fucking three-piece suit looking all groomed well? Are they going to pick the guy wearing the fucking towel on his fucking head? Or what about the guy dressed fucking casually with, like, shorts and, like, a fucking goddamn Chicago Cubs fucking hat on? You know what I'm saying? And they can figure out, yeah, hey, what are we going to dress him in?
Or what about the 18-year-old female with 36C?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm going to go get a job as an airport security screen. I'm going to be fucking pinching nipples, be like, hey, babe, what's your number?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, coming home back to New York, are you?
Yeah, that's it, man. Fuck that. So, yeah, fuck the TSA. These people are a bunch of fucking noobs. Fucking someone's trying to call me. Anyway, what was I going
to
say?
Yeah, Prism tried to call me, too. By the way, Prism, like, don't fucking call me. What the fuck is your problem?
Just like Prism goes by paranoia. On FNET.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Or sodium, what was it on Gmail?
Sodium pentothal. Yeah, he's sodium fluoride at gmail.com for anyone who's interested.
Right, just because somebody else sent me an email telling me not to drop his email, so I have to drop, like, somebody else's email.
Oh. Okay.
Basically, the email was sent was like, yo, I'm sending you an email, don't, like, fucking give it out over the internet. Or the fucking...
And that was the bulk of the email? Wow, that was very useful. I just read an article today about the uselessness of emails. How, like, 90% of emails are utterly useless, and fucking... And that's not counting spam. That's it. That's talking about, like, motherfucking, like, actual, like, emails that were meant to be delivered from someone to someone else, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So pretty much mean that all email is useless.
Yeah, 90% of fucking regular email, not counting spam, and of course 100% of spam. That would equal, what, 95% of email?
That could probably equal 99.999.
Well, yeah, I think I've gotten a few, like, interesting emails. But nothing that, like, a quick phone call couldn't have handled. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The only, you know why? Because the only thing that email used to be useful for, at least in my experience back in the day, was sending people, like, fucking either, like, files or links. You know what I'm saying? But now everyone uses Instant Messenger to send links and fucking just send a link to a fucking file, rendering email utterly useless.
Right.
So, there you go. And especially something like Yahoo Messenger, where you could get fucking IMs while you're offline.
Yeah.
So no matter what, you could fucking get it. You know, even whether you're fucking online, offline, whatever. You got a Yahoo name, you can get fucking IMs. So, yes, email, it's going the way of the dinosaur.
Yeah, which is tragic because I'm thinking about registering that. Yeah. What is it, Doug?
I like email, though. Email shouldn't go away. It's just not being used the way it should.
Yeah, of course. It's not being used the way it should.
It should be used for letters.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but, like, how many of us have written one of those in the last 10 years?
Well, I haven't.
I mean, I have. I mean, absolutely. I write my parents letters.
It's supposed, email is supposed to be for, like, business purposes, like sending people your resume and shit. Or somebody you haven't talked to for a long time if you don't know their name. Name.
But you can't fold their
phone. Yo, here's the new fridge number, everybody.
Yeah, right. It's like, I forgot your AIM name. Email me back with it. Or probably just AIM me, because here's my AIM name. Anyway, it's winding down. I want to mention one quick thing. I had another topic that I wanted to talk about, but I forgot that on a half-hour show you can only talk about one thing. traffic laws. Stupid, retarded traffic laws. This is kind of a cross-section of society and how fucked we are in the head, and traffic laws are that cross-section. I know in New York that you can't talk on the cell phone. You get a ticket when you're driving. Well, and the logic they use is that it distracts drivers. Well, yeah, I've seen people talking on their cell phone get distracted and do stupid shit. But you know what? Those are probably the same people that would get distracted by anything and do stupid shit. But, you know, it's not illegal for them to fucking eat a goddamn ham sandwich or change the radio station. You know what I'm saying?
Or read the fucking newspaper.
Yeah, or do other shit. So
have you seen anyone do that? I have.
I have too, yeah.
Fucking newspaper.
Yeah, it's insane, man. People fucking, you know, I try to cut those people off, pretend I'm going to slam into them. I do screwy shit to try to run them off the road, but that's just me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
You're trying to save humanity.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to do. It's like, if he dies, like, the world would be better off. But anyway, the point is that fucking something like saying you can't use your cell phone while driving is just fucking ridiculous. It's just trying to make more money. There's no safety issue involved there because it's utterly fucking stupid. In states like New Jersey, I know New Jersey, the law is that I think it's still the law. They might have changed it fucking because they're a bunch of – everyone's stupid. But I know when they made like an anti-cell phone driving type of legislation, what they did was they said that you couldn't get a cop couldn't pull you over for just that. He could give you a ticket for that, but he couldn't pull you over for just that. You have to be doing something else wrong, then he can give you an extra ticket. You know what
like
I'm saying?
Smoking your meth pipe.
Yeah. Which of course would cause cops to fucking see you on a cell phone and just pick out something else. Therefore, when they're trying to protect you, they fuck you over even harder. Which brings me to this new fucking law in the state of New York. There's new traffic law in the state of New York, and it's deliberately vague, and I'll tell you why it's deliberately vague. Basically, if there's an emergency vehicle pulled over on the side of the road, it is now the law that you must reduce your speed while passing said vehicle, which is, you know, when you think about it, all well and good, except for the fact that they don't specify either a speed or an amount of reduction, which, and this is what it will cause. Let's say there's a cop behind you, and you're driving the speed limit, whatever it may be, 65, let's say, on like a highway. So you're driving 65 in the state of New York, and there's a cop fucking behind you. And there's an emergency vehicle pulled over on the side of the road, and you let off the gas because you see him well ahead of time, and by the time you pass him, now you're going 55, which dropping your speed 10 miles per hour, I think is kind of in line with the intent of that legislation.
Right.
Well, because I'm not an idiot, and I know that while I'm driving on the highway, the only time I'm going to hit my brakes is if someone cuts me off, a tree falls in front of the fucking road, a frozen turkey comes hurtling at me, a fucking Russian satellite drops out of space onto the fucking highway. Otherwise, I'm not, or there's all sorts of traffic, but if there's none of the above happening, I don't hit my brakes. I don't say, oh, I'm going a little too fast, let me tap my brakes. No, when I'm on the highway, I do not use my brakes. And people wonder why they have a car that's fucking less than 2 years old, and they sit around wondering, oh, why do my brakes squeak? Yeah, it's because I see you on the highway riding your fucking brakes. A little fucking curve and you hit your brakes. It's like, you ever heard of the fact that you're supposed to fucking gas it into a fucking curve? But any fucking way. People just love their brakes. But the problem is, I'm going 65, I see the emergency vehicle, there's a cop behind me, I let off the gas. Let's say I'm in a fucking a standard shift car, I might drop a gear. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if I'm an automatic, I might pull up the e-brake for a second. And I'm dropping down at least 10 miles per hour, probably 15 to about 50.
Right. Yeah, well, the cop... Yeah, if you're going 65 and you threw it down to 4, I mean, you'd fucking hit 50, 45 and like nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I drop it down 10, 15 miles an hour, 20 at the most, which seems in line with the legislation. Well, the cop behind me didn't see my brakes. He's going to pull me over and give me a ticket, say that I didn't reduce my speed. How am I going to prove that I'm not? That law is specifically put there so cops can pull you over for something extra now, regardless of you doing anything wrong. Anyone who comes from outside of the United States of America and into the United States of America to fucking either visit or live here, gets in a car and drives down our nation's fucking roads, will know one thing, that we live in not a place that is free, because we are controlled every step of the way. You can't fucking spit without having a cop fucking pull you over for something. All right? It doesn't work like that in the rest of the world. It only works like that in this particular free country of ours. This freedom thing fucking, I guess, gives you the freedom to get pulled over and get tickets for nothing. And the cop, since he has experience in being a complete moron, he's an experienced retard, fucking has the final say, and that's who a judge is going to listen to, if indeed you even get it to fucking court. And you know what happens if they fucking, what judges usually do when they know the cop is wrong? They say, well, instead of a $100 fine, we'll just give you a $50 fine. It's like, oh, you still want fucking money from me? You owe me money, motherfucker. Instead of me owing you a $100 fine, you owe me a $1,000 fine for fucking even bothering me. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you. Fuck your goddamn traffic laws. All right? The only people doing anything wrong on the road are not breaking those traffic laws. You know what I'm saying? Because as a police officer, are you going to pull someone over for going 10 miles over the limit, meanwhile fucking they're not doing anything that wrong and they're not causing any problems? Or what about the fuckface that can't fucking hold his lane while passing people, who's going to cause accidents sometime in his fucking life, many, many, many times? Is he going to get pulled over? No. No. Never. Never.
Right.
So it's the people who are causing accidents, who are problems on the road, that don't get tickets. So, I don't know. It seems that something's not fucking working. So now you want to make a fucking new law. Oh, you must reduce your speed, but we're going to be deliberately vague and not fucking say what that means. It's like, well, according to that fucking legislation, fucking, I could just reduce my speed like a tenth of a mile per hour.
Right.
And I'm fucking not doing anything wrong. And what if you're speeding already? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I didn't reduce my speed. I was going 80. I dropped down to 70.
Well, yeah, I'd get a fucking national award fucking for that.
Yeah, right? Fuck all these people. You know what I'm saying? So if I ever get pulled over for that, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to fucking petition the court to buy me brakes every year.
Right.
Not just pads either. I'm talking the whole nine. And don't just cut the fucking rotors. All new fucking rotors.
Well, you know, I fucking used to drive that fucking BMW. Actually, I drove a couple of them, the fucking 7 Series.
Yeah.
And just the way they fucking do the rotors, they fucking warp, so you couldn't even fucking have them re-ground.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fucking, it's fucking shitty. I mean,
when you want to do your brakes, you need fucking a full set of rotors and pads.
Right. You can usually cheat the fucking back ones out of two sets of pads, but, like, even so, it wasn't as good.
And you know, and just to give somebody, just to give the people out there a little tip, when they're driving, right? When you see someone, and of course this is with front-wheel drive cars, because most cars are front-wheel drive out there. Cars, not fucking SUVs. I don't count SUVs as anything anyone should be driving. If you don't live in Africa, like, there's no reason for you to have an SUV. Anyway.
There's certainly no reason to buy any of the fucking ones that are mostly commercially available, because they're all pieces of shit.
Yeah, they're all pieces of shit. But when you see somebody driving a front-wheel drive car, and, like, their front rims are black, that's because they're doing nothing but hitting their brakes 24/7 for no fucking reason. They probably have to get new pads like every week.
Dude, I fucking see it all the time in Seattle. And, like, you can just tell. You're like, that guy drives like a jackass.
Yeah, because he black fucking rims in the front. It's none of them a brake dust, because all they're doing is hitting their brakes. And you see them on the highway. They'll fucking pass you, speed up to the person fucking in that lane, and then fucking slam on their brakes and ride their fucking ass. It's like, why is it, like, not okay for me to fucking, like, blow your brains out? Why is that wrong? I want to know. Someone send me an email and tell me. TheMindWar@TheMindWar.com. Fucking, we're about to get out of here. Doug, fucking,
yeah,
start playing the music. It's almost fucking, it's almost 20 to 1. I know Doug doesn't have any shouts because he's a fucking noob. You got any shouts, dude?
Yes, I do have shouts. Shouts to St. Doug for being on your Friday, Spin on Wednesday, and Paranoia on Thursday.
There you go.
Can I give negative shouts to Paranoia for continually calling me this entire weekend?
Yeah, that's the fuck yous to Paranoia. So he gets shouts to fuck yous. They cancel each other out.
Calling me at like fucking 4 o'clock in the morning, fucking Eastern time.
What a noob. He forgot probably that you were in Eastern time.
Yeah, well, fucking, I mean, it wasn't a big deal. I just fucking put my phone in sleep mode after like it happened once.
Ah, what a noob. But do you have any shouts, not just fuck yous?
Oh, shouts to oxycodone, because I got really fucking high this weekend and it helped me deal with my fucking family.
Nice.
Yeah.
My shouts go to, of course, Roger Five for coming back on the Mind War.
Right, yeah, thanks for the hiatus.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we had some guests, you know what I'm saying, fucking. Anyway, my other shouts go to Stank Dog, Lacutus, and Dick Cheney. That's a little inside joke. Maybe you've seen pictures of that on the internet, but apparently a DMCA fucking cease and desist order has been sent out, so you might not see the pictures of Lacutus and Dick Cheney anymore.
Right.
Fucking, I hope he doesn't get pissed about me saying that. And shout.
Yeah. Just listen to the show, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know. Good. Hope nobody tells him. And shouts to Not Theory, and I got one more shout. Shouts to my girl, Christy. That's it. We're fucking out of here.
Ta-ta.
Yeah, this has been The Mind War, and you're listening to fucking some random KMFDM remix song.
Sorry.
What's that A called with the little circle over it? Is it like German?
I don't know. Actually, the file that I had doesn't have it. I mean, wait. I'm sorry. I don't pirate anything.
Yes, I have the song that you're hearing right now is some version of Megalomaniac from KMFDM, of course, and I actually have the fucking single with this fucking remix on it right here, and if you don't believe me, it's catalog number TVT8753-2, and it's KMFDM, the MDFMK fucking single with 6 tracks on it. So, like I said, you don't believe me, it's TVT8753-2, so fuck you. Because all rights are reserved, and unauthorized reproduction of this recording is prohibited by federal law. The Mind War is protected by the DMCA and the fucking Creative Commons license.
And the Tooth Fairy.
And the Tooth Fairy. And the only authorized fucking use of this audio file that you're listening to right now is it's reserved for our use. And for use of one particular website, and that would be textfiles.com, and we're out of here later.